Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight around the world, and welcome everybody. And tonight's show, probably going to cause a lot of controversy, but that's all right. The criteria by which you are accepted or rejected for help when you're disabled. Now, the first thing that we believe that should be done here is that whatever disability check or benefits, money you get from the government has been earned by the disabled person in more ways than one. You know, earned in the sense that things aren't accessible for millions of us. They aren't there. Earned in the sense that it's some of the hardest work in the world to be disabled, because you got to fight with these agencies and, you know, have a lawyer around, advocates and all this kind of thing had an example of that today. Woman called me from social services, and they wouldn't find her. She got evicted. They wouldn't find her a place to live because they didn't approve of her service dog. You know, I mean, it's horrible. You know, and here's this woman got evicted. The poor dog got evicted too. You know, and struggling and trying to figure out, you know, what am I going to do, where am I going to go, so on and so forth, now homeless. And the law does not protect us the way it should. See, to interfere with somebody's service animal, which is, you know, essentially your life, to me it's my eyes. To the next person, it might be the difference between anxiety and not, and, you know, having a sense of well-being and all that. But we got her a lawyer, and there's going to be some action taken. But the point is, the law is not strong enough. See, what should happen here when a person has a service dog? And someone wants to interfere with that dog and deny them services and so forth. The police should be involved, you know, and they should stand by on the scene and make this person or persons or agency do what they're supposed to do. You see? Otherwise, they should make arrests. And there should be an investigation, and people should have to explain to a judge, you know, why did you service this person? This is a service dog, and Inner Sight, we certified her dog. So I know the dog is a good service dog, and it helps her. But there's no law. We had to go roundabout. We got her a lawyer. There's going to be some action taken. But the point is, not enough to suit me. So there's an example of what I mean by hard work. You know, a person gets evicted. They need the dog for, this woman needed the dog for psychiatric purposes, psychiatric service dog. And, you know, without the dog, she doesn't function as well. So the law should protect us, because being disabled is very hard work. It's not easy. Especially in the way this system is set up to knock us down and make it harder for us. Now, one of the biggest things that I'd like to see happen, and if we had the funding, we would set up a lobby in Washington. No one's disability check benefits can be touched for as long as they're disabled. That money belongs to you. That should be the criteria. And the only criteria you need for help is the fact that you're disabled. That should be the law of the land. Because everything else is ridiculous. Now, you know, you're always going to have abuse. You're always going to have people who are going to take advantage of the system. So, of course, you need laws to protect against that. If a person is disabled, and let's say they're very wealthy, and they apply, and they get the disability, and it's unknown that they're taking this money, and they don't need it, sure, there should be a law, you know, and the person should be made to pay that money back. I agree with that. I think it would be very rare for someone who has that kind of money to be able to live on their own in this world today to phony up a disability document and picture Stevie Wonder applying for benefits because he's blind. You know what I mean? So the criteria should be the person is disabled. That's proven by the medical standards and all that all these government agencies rely on. You get your disability and no one could touch it. It's yours for as long as you're disabled. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to pay your bills and all that. But part of that also should be that the agencies should be mandated to help, to raise money to help people who are disabled. And eventually get the government out of our business. Because that's a big heartache to have the government butting in and changing these things and trying to make new rules and all that. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the criteria for a person's service dog in connection with the medical. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the keto lady down there in Tom's River, New Jersey. And we thank her so much for all her help. I certainly thank her for helping me rescue and train my last, three guide dogs now, maybe four. And the food, and the equipment. And also some of the medical. Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. Check them out. Inner Sight, I want to thank my buddy Anthony Kennedy in Islip, New York. Local real estate guy. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy. He's one of our supporters. He pledged a donation today to Inner Sight. We thank you for that. And several weeks ago, we reported how his sister was ill with the COVID virus, and she's recovered, and we're very happy about that. Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. All the beautiful children of the world. Some of them who have passed away. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, some of the youngsters who are disabled, who have passed, we honor them, we remember them, and we remind people, go an extra mile for a child. Be that child disabled or not, go an extra mile for that child. Inner sight reminds you. All right, let's see. We got to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. My buddy over there, John Corrado, great, great guy. Want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their support. You know, you want to know anything about advocacy or legislation or nursing homes and all that stuff, give SILO a call. 631-880-7929, SILO. Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And at last count, we had 114,280, I think. That number, if my co-host comes on, co-host slash engineer. And Inner Sight means freedom. Let's see. Tomorrow night is our comedy night here on Inner Sight. We'll have some fun with that. Go back to some of the old-time comedies and try to bring them into the modern day, you know. My buddy Louie will be here. And my old school chum, who is the most annoying kid in school, Jimmy Dinigan. Tomorrow night. Can I sing my song? Oh, Jimmy, shut up. What are you doing in here? Get out of here. See what I mean? You can't wait. All right, Inner Sight, talking tonight about the criteria by which someone is able to get help when they're disabled. That's the, you know, the standard by which, you know. Now, think about it. We have to recertify every so often for any one of these benefits, right? It's because of us who are disabled that the agencies get all this money, including the VA. So we have to recertify. Now, in the Inner Sight way of thinking, to be equal, why can't we recertify the people who are working for these agencies? If they can look at our bank account and our personal goings-on, why can't we look at this? We're paying them. We're helping them get that paycheck. You know, usually, when you person, that means you're the boss. But not in this case. They get the money because of us. So we should have the right to investigate into their lives. How many of those people who work for these agencies are haters of the disabled? And, yeah. And maybe that's why a lot of this stuff goes on. They don't like disabled people.
Or they're scared of becoming one of us.
Seriously. Well, that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
But that
me, I
idea,
I all of it.
the criteria has to be changed.
Yes,
because
it does.
To take somebody who's disabled, make them do all that hard work because things aren't accessible, and then put them through holy hell, you know, getting the proof that they're disabled from the medical point of view is not enough.
No, it isn't.
That's the feeling. It's not enough. They got to put you through damn hell. You know? Why don't they just pass a law You know, that if you're wealthy or well off,
mm-hmm.
and you still take the disability money, you know, you could be in trouble with the law. Why do they have to have this whole big stupid thing?
Or you have to just return it, that's all. If you take it under false pretenses, if you don't return it, then you go to jail. Otherwise, you just return it.
Yeah, they should have a law. Why put people through all this horrible red tape? We have enough to deal with without that, you know? The American Disability Act doesn't protect us. There's no law to protect you when you're denied a service dog. You have to deal with trying to stay out of a damn-ass nursing home.
Oh, my God. You don't know how many times a day I think about that. It's sad.
And then you get this stupid recertification like you're some criminal.
Yeah, every 6 months.
You know? Get rid of all that crap.
I know.
Make it
they
simple.
Should.
Are you
they
still
should.
Disabled? Have your doctor fax us. You know?
Yeah.
There's the end.
Even that is somewhat intrusive. I'll tell you why. It's done so many times during the year. It's every 6 months. Like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to become undisabled in that six-month period. That's crazy. That's temporarily disabled.
Well, there should be medical proof that the person is disabled.
Yes, but I think it should be less often. You know what I'm saying?
If you have the letter from the doctor and it goes to the agency, that should be sufficient.
It should be, yes. But
that
it
you're
isn't.
Disabled.
It isn't. Believe me, it isn't. And they ask for such a long...
Well, no, of course it isn't, because they have all these stupid red tape and these rules and everything
and
else,
you
know? So today with this woman that we're trying to help, you know? Woman's disabled. She got evicted, you know? She has a service dog that helps her, and they won't give her a damn place to live. Horrible, man.
No, what is it?
So,
we have a 914 number waiting to be spoken
so
to.
So I wanna just touch on this other subject, because before I went on the air, a gentleman called me, got his dog trained on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't give him the medical for his dog because he didn't get it from a certain organization. And this guy served his country.
Yes.
So, see, there you have another criteria situation. If the dog does the work, and you've raised the money for the medical, what the hell is the big deal? To say, hey, look, you know, you want to help us? We want to raise some more money. Would you and your dog be willing to take some pictures and all that and let us, you know?
Right.
And even if the person says, well, no, I don't feel comfortable doing that, they should still help the person because they can find another way to do it.
That's right.
You see, the people that denied me... Wait, hold it. The people that denied me my medical for my guide dog now for 30 years that I trained on my own, they used me over the years. Ever since I'm 18 years old, I had two dogs from Guiding Eyes. One of them almost made the Guinness Book. They used me over the years, to, God knows, to raise how much money at the Animal Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they probably raised enough money for my entire lifetime.
Probably.
And then they denied me the medical because I trained the dog on my own because the damn guide dog schools butted in.
That's right. I was witness
to that. No law to protect you. Now, what were you going to say?
That I heard it on the phone. Yep. We asked for it. I said, what's the difference? He is
using it.
Well,
they don't deny it.
No, they don't deny it at all.
They don't deny it.
I was so flabbergasted about what they said. They called your dog a pet. So, and then you said, I love what you said. He said, so then if my dog is a pet, you're calling me not blind? That was the best part, I tell you.
So we gotta change this stupid criteria, and there's got to be law to protect people. 213-816-1650. We have a caller?
Yes, we do.
All right, we'll take a phone call.
914 area code. All right.
All right.
Here they come. Hello. Welcome to Insight.
Okay. Inner Sight, hello.
Hello. I think.
Hold on.
I'm going to put that.
We can't hear you.
Hello.
I can't. Yeah, hi.
Yes.
You could barely hear you.
It's on the table. Where did the thing went to? Hello?
You're on Inner Sight, hello.
Now we could hear you.
Yeah. Am I on?
Yes.
Oh, there you are, yeah.
There you are.
It's me, Maureen.
Yeah, you're on.
Hi.
I know. I recognize the area code.
Oh. I didn't hear you call. We're putting my mom to bed, so I didn't hear who you went to. Yeah, I got a chance to call, so I brought the phone into the room here. So,
good.
Here we are. Yeah.
How's mom doing?
So. Hmm?
How's
doing
your mom doing you on air? Tonight.
Yeah, it's doing okay. It's crazy, you know, this place that it doesn't appear on the Google map, so people can't find it, and it's just really stupid. So I'm going to have to try to get, that clarified so that, this issue is resolved once and for all.
It doesn't go on Google?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't show on the Google
map. A lot of Google things aren't there.
Wait a minute. Let Maureen answer the question. Maureen, it doesn't go... You say it doesn't appear on Google. In other words, if you Google your location,
address.
It doesn't come up?
Right.
No, it doesn't. Did you ever hear anything?
Well, maybe
so
you ought to call
stupid.
Google and tell them.
I had a number for Google, and they didn't answer. So then Michelle from Helping Hands gave me three other numbers, so I'm going to see if any of them would be for the Google map and see if I can get this... Once and for all settled.
Yeah, maybe they could
this
fix
is just
that.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I mean, it doesn't seem... This place has been here, I think, for 4 or 5 years, so they should do something in that time, you know?
They
it's
have
ridiculous.
Something, Maureen, that I might be able to help you with.
Yes,
you just have to get the location, Maureen, of where you're at, and then in the location, as you're pulling it up on Google Maps, okay...
Mm-hmm.
They have a little thing that says, is it wrong? And then they put a question mark. And then you can fill it out, and you fill out a form, and it goes straight to Google. And then they correct it.
Oh, well, maybe we'll try that, you know. I mean, it's just nuts. I mean, people can't find it. We have to give the street perpendicular and then tell them to make a right and a right, or we have to send somebody out to go find them, whoever it is who's coming.
Yeah, it happened to my mom when they used to pick her up, the ambulance. They never picked her in the right spot.
Yeah, well, I mean, that this is just not on the Google. It could take you to a gas station. It could take...
My mom, when they went to pick her up, it took her to a gate area that was right in front of her house, but nobody could get to it. They had to go around the whole development and get back out again because the gate was always closed in that area. It was just like a secondary entrance that nobody opened. So they had to go to the front.
Well, I mean, this doesn't even show up. It didn't, you know what I mean? It's just not even that it's wrong. It just doesn't even show up.
Now, what doesn't show up? The complex?
No, the address itself. Our physical
address.
Yeah.
Yes. And not just our address, but this whole street.
Yeah. You're going to have to report it.
Let me ask you something, Maureen. Do you want your address on Google?
Well, yes. I mean, it would make it a whole heck of a lot easier for people to find when we have, you know, people coming for deliveries.
Because my address is probably on Google, but I don't want it on there.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. The only ones who would be, you know, looking at it would be people who would be trying to get here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, then it should be up there. They should correct that. I mean, no big deal.
The only way people would know it, Frank, is if you've given it to them and then they went to look for it. That's all.
Mm.
What do you mean, Neil? What do you mean? They could Google the address.
Yes, they can. But, for example, if somebody asks you, you want me to bring that to your house? Okay, Frank, where do you live? And then they look it up on Google. It's you initiating the first, basically where the person, you're initiating it, basically.
I mean, I can't
even. If they have your name,
they
could probably Google your name.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, and might give
you
the
address.
You probably could do it now.
I can't even use the paratransit up here because it's not on the Google map, so they can't find it.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah.
No,
that's
got to be fixed.
Yeah, all she has to do, like I said, is report it. So maybe you can give me...
Well, report it, but make sure they follow up on it. Don't trust them.
Yeah, no.
Who
Google,
knows?
You have to report it on Google Maps. And when you're in Google Maps, you report that it's not right, and then they'll do it.
Well, tomorrow, Suzanne, I'll give you a call, okay, and then you can do that for me.
Yeah,
I can help. Yeah, thanks.
I could try.
Thanks, because I mean, it's just crazy, you know. I mean, it really is, you know. UPS can't find it. Amazon, for the most part, can find it. A couple times.
Yeah, because I've got a most updated lists of things, Amazon.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, UPS, it's just, they had to change my mom's supply company from UPS to FedEx because the one guy couldn't find it. The regular guy could, but, I mean, it's just crazy, you know? It's just ridiculous.
Well, they have to update their GPS. If they don't update their GPS often, guess what? They're never going to find it. They have to update their GPS. If they're neglectful and don't update their GPS, well, that's on them, and if they can't find
now,
what
about the address? Excuse me. What about the address on your building itself? Is it legible? I mean, not for us, of course, but driving.
Yeah, the sign that the street sign. It's not very big with the street sign, but I mean, it's not. It could be bigger too, the street sign. Mm. But even before I moved here, a neighbor said, oh, no, you have to go to the CubeSmart. Tell them the CubeSmart. Well, I can't walk to the CubeSmart on my own, you know.
Right.
I'm legally blind. And I shouldn't have to be going to another place to have people pick me up. I even called the mayor's office because when my mom was in the hospital in October, no cab could find it. So I got a call the next week, from the fire captain. He said he was answering calls for the mayor up here. And he said they were going to give the address to all the cab companies, not each driver, but the cab companies. So when they, the driver needed to find it, he could call the base. And so they do seem to.
Yeah, but
Maureen,
my question is, you, the building you live in, right, does it have the address printed on it?
Yeah, it's not really a building. They're kind of like townhouses. So they're not very tall.
Right. So the house, your house, is your house number on there?
Yes. But the street sign that tells the name of the street, it's not very big. The number is on the house, But the street sign is
Well, maybe they
got to
improve on that, too.
Yeah, I know. I feel like putting a billboard on it,
That's funny.
I mean, it's
crazy
stupid
stuff.
I know.
That we have to deal with. You know what would be nicer if they just put accessible pedestrian signals? Hello? Sorry.
They just put what? What was that?
Accessible pedestrian signals.
I'm going to
put a flashing fluorescent light on that sign.
Yeah, that would be nice.
A flashing, I know. I know, you know. Mommy,
you know
how to go to Frank and Suzanne.
Yeah.
Say it louder.
Who's that, Mary?
Say hi to Frank and Suzanne. Hey.
Hi, Mary.
Yeah, let me get a little closer to her. Say hi to Frank and Suzanne, Mommy.
Hi, Mary.
Say it a little louder.
Hi, Frank and Suzanne.
Oh, boy, that made my day.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear from you guys.
Yeah, really good.
Frank said he's glad to hear from us.
We're ready to take on the nursing homes, so you guys got to be ready and say, hey, no more nursing homes.
I know. It's so good to be.
That would be the day I celebrate.
Yeah, so good to be free, you know, and be together.
Oh, yeah. Heck
you know. Yeah, you know, and... Yeah, it's coming along. I mean,
thank God. How's her wound in her stomach? Is it healed?
It opens and closes, opens and closes.
Oh.
It was closed for so long that it opens at times, and you know, it's not bad like it was when she was in.
You
got to
keep that very clean.
Yes, sir.
The doctor said maybe this is just how it'll be. You know, that it'll just keep going this way. And when I think of
it, wasn't like that before,
it.
Was it?
No.
Well, in Dry Harbor, it was
Maureen.
Worse than this. In Dry Harbor, it was worse than this, you know, the ones that botched it in the first place by putting the feeding tube in and leaving it in for 5 years, you know.
Wow.
And then it fell out on its own. That was the worst place. I'll have to tell you, I told you, Frank, today I spoke to you. Next week I'll call about the other poor woman. I'll see if she can call. The nursing she was in, that was horrible, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last one wasn't too
They're
bad,
all
but I'm
horrible.
Glad she's out all together.
They all are horrible.
Yeah,
every
you know.
No
one
such
of them.
Thing as a good nursing home.
Never.
No.
I've come to that conclusion.
There's no place like home, that's for sure.
That's
you
right.
Know? Yeah.
Just like Dorothy said, no place like home.
That's
no
right.
No place
it's
like
true.
Home.
It's true. You can eat what you want, when you want,
right.
And, you know.
Do what you want, period.
Yeah.
Not in that saying, when we get back to you, if we get back to you. That's
yeah.
What they usually say.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, you were just one of how many people, you know.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't enough by far.
They what, Susan?
There wasn't enough people to help by far.
No.
So,
I mean, you didn't
have enough people to help the elderly people, which was sad.
Right.
You really needed a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You ring your call bell and nobody would come for how long or, you know.
Oh, God, don't even talk about that
some
one.
Of them
that
had...
one I've had a fight with for the longest time to get more people, you know, and yet they don't come. It's not, you know, indicated at times. Or they just leave because
you can get people
you know.
Out, but how do you keep them out?
That's it. You get rid of the nursing home. Simple.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of them.
Yeah. I look at her, poor thing. Not only her stomach and her foot that she lost two toes, but her eye also from Dry Harbor. They let it, the cataract go too far. Now she can't see it. So it's from top to bottom. Her body has something, you know.
This was
supposed to be good, you know.
No.
It's such a shame what was done to her, you know. No. Mm-mm.
Well,
no,
don't forget. Speak to a lawyer. What do you got to lose?
You got nothing to lose.
No, it's true. You got to try. That's all you can do and hope for the best, you know?
Yep, that's what
it's
I'm doing.
True.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
I'm doing it.
Suzanne, with her.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
All right, in the sight. Are your mom going to go to sleep now?
Yeah, I don't want to keep her awake.
Well, I don't know if she goes to sleep all the time right away. She doesn't go right away, you know?
She watches TV
a little.
No, there's no TV in here. I have to get one in here.
Yeah, I have to
get one for her room, you know.
Yeah.
And we can watch TV, you know.
They sell them rather cheap now lately, so you might want to take care of their cheapness. the inflation hasn't hit them too hard yet. Unless
they
have gone up since last week to now. I saw some decent prices.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah,
yeah, we don't need a very big one. The room's not very big,
no,
you know.
It's small.
Yeah.
As long as you could see it and you could hear it, that's fine.
Right, yeah, yeah. So that'll be the next project or two.
Yeah, right. Hey, Alexa was good. That was I got Alexa for the house. Here, it's funny. It really is.
Oh, you got Alexa?
Talk to somebody else's Alexa, and so I could say to you, hey.
Oh, you never had it before?
I didn't realize that.
Oh, you never had it before, Alexa?
No. I just got it. It's hysterical. And sometimes I say, Alexa, you're a pain in my butt. Because she doesn't.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because she
I'm always fighting
me.
With her.
Yeah, I fight with her all day.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Me too. I think everybody does.
Alexa, announce, blah, 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 blah. If you want to talk to somebody in another room. Alexa, announce, blah, 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 whatever you want it to be. So
yeah,
the stupid thing just... What?
Well, we like to sing. What do we like to sing, Mommy, with Alexa? Take me out to the ball game, right?
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her to announce when we have a phone call on the show.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, say it again, Frank. What did Frank, what did you say?
I said,
I had a phone call on the show. I don't know how to do that. I would have to figure that one out.
Oh, just ask her to sing. She can't play music if you don't have the Amazon Music thing set up, which I don't. But you can ask her to sing, like, take me out to the ball game, and she'll do that. Or if you ask her to sing happy birthday, she'll do that. I mean, I could get
stuff,
the other
Frank.
Things.
You have to buy more stuff if you want it to be fancy. We just needed it for the intercom stuff because our intercom was discontinued and it broke.
Yeah. Well, I just needed it for, like, if I needed to look up stuff and I don't have anyone or any way to do it, you know?
Yeah.
She comes in pretty handy for that.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah, she gives us recipes and stuff.
Oh,
she's pretty
good
for that.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. The spell words or stuff.
Look up the definition of, like, freedom. She'll give you that. Or, like, today you called me, look up the criteria. She gave, she could do that, and speak it out. She could talk it out for you. Things like that. Small things.
Yeah, phone numbers. She's good with phone
numbers
most of the time, too. You can ask her for a phone number. The weather.
Yep.
She'll give you the weather.
It's just small things. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, she's pretty good with stuff like that. You know,
I wish she would announce who's waiting for a phone call. I really do. That would solve our problem, you know.
I'll try it. Who knows?
I don't know. I'd have
to
call Amazon and see if they have a way of enabling it, if it is. That would be good.
We just have, like, the basic thing. I don't know. The guy who set it up, I don't know, one of the original aides, she found the guy on the street somewhere, and he came and set it up.
You're kidding me.
She said she was going to find someone. She went out, and she did.
All right, in a second. Maureen, we're going to go on with the show.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you again.
Thanks for calling in, and, don't be a stranger. Uh-huh.
No.
Now that I know I can do this, I can bring the phone in here. It's the landline phone, but it reaches, so we'll do it more often.
Yeah,
that'll be good. Mm-hmm. Say goodnight, Matt, to Frank and Suzanne.
Nightmare.
Goodnight, Mary. Yay.
Can you hear them say goodnight?
Talk with you soon.
Take care. Talk with you soon, okay? Okay, guys, take care, okay?
All right, take care, guys.
Okay. What do I have to do? I forgot. Do I have to hit the one again to... Mute it again?
Yeah, when you're off. But I'm gonna mute you.
Okay.
All right. So
that's right.
Hear the show.
It's been a while.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. In a sight. And 213-816-1650. Talking tonight about the criteria, the standards by which people are given. Help when they're disabled. And one of the things we gotta definitely do is get rid of the red tape attached to all these agencies and simplify the whole process because we don't need it.
that's
you know,
true.
It gets in the way. It makes it so you have to do extra work, especially if you're visually impaired. Now you got to get somebody to read you all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, which can be pages long. And then you got to hope that they read it right.
That's right.
You know, but they read something wrong and it goes in there wrong and you put down the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're all screwed up.
I know that.
Yeah. So it shouldn't be. I mean, you know, the person's disabled. You have the proof. Give the benefit.
Yeah.
There's your whole scenario right there.
Yeah.
You know, you want to figure out their Social Security. Yeah, you got to know. You know, you worked so many quarters or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's under. You know, so they could figure out the money. But other than that, you don't need all of the ridiculous things and keep pounding people with all these papers and look at all the paper they waste.
Yeah, right.
With all this talk about the environment and all that.
Yeah.
You know, wasting resources. Paper comes from trees.
Yeah.
So the poor trees have to suffer. And if the trees suffer, the people suffer.
We suffer. They don't realize
no way
that.
To get around.
We all suffer.
So, you talk about, you hear all this stuff on the news about how people should improve the climate and get natural stuff and stop using all these chemicals and all that. Well, it's the same thing with the disabled. You know, get rid of all this ridiculous, stupid stuff. All these paperwork and stupid questions and all that. You know, you don't need it.
Yeah.
It makes it harder on us.
Yeah.
It's hard work enough to be disabled. Mm-hmm. You don't need other things put on you. Any other callers?
No.
All right. Don't forget, we're on television Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So check us out. Thursday night. Tonight we were on Altice, 7:30, Channel 20. It's all reruns.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, until further notice.
Yeah. When are they going to give us notice, by the way? Did they say?
Who knows?
Of course.
But the shows are up there. They're reruns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's nothing worse than this business with criteria in regarding these nursing homes, you know. To get into one of these programs to help you supposedly stay out of a nursing home, you have to meet the criteria to be eligible, is my understanding, for a nursing home. And then they're supposed to help you. Now, to me, and to Inner Sight, that's ass way backwards. It should be the other way around.
Yeah, it should be.
They should help you stay out of the nursing home. Not want you to meet the criteria to be eligible to go in. They shouldn't want you to meet that criteria. See? You see how the government thinks of us?
Backwards.
You know, the whole thing is wrong. It should be turned around. That's why the only way to solve this problem is to turn the nursing homes into something good. Accessible housing.
Exactly.
That's the only way to solve this whole situation. Because the way they have it, you're always going to have people that are going to become eligible under the criteria to go into a nursing home. It'll never stop. Because it's
That's set up true. That way.
See, if you had it the other way, you know, that you must remain in your own home and there was money available to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing, then you're going to eventually solve the problem. And you hear stories all the time, like you just heard Maureen talk about her mom, how, you know, her body was mutilated and she lost a toe and all the other problems. That happens every day.
Yeah.
In these places, because people have met the criteria to go into them. See?
Yeah.
If you didn't meet the criteria to go into a nursing home, you'd be a lot safer.
Yes, I agree.
You'd be a lot safer. 846 New York, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Oh, get the Able News ready.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know.
We got a message from Angela Melody from Able News. And let's see. Let's get the ad on.
Okay.
Inner Sight.
Waiting for
and
it to
Able.
Come up. Yeah, it takes a while sometimes to come up, so bear with me.
All right.
Okay, here it is.
Able News, here we go.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Thank you, Able News, for helping Inner Sight. We appreciate it. Yeah, so the criteria is a key word in dealing with people who are disabled. And it reflects in everything that we do and everything that we go through.
That's true.
You know? And I just believe that one of the worst things is this criteria in connection with these nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
Because what's happening here is when you meet the criteria to go into a nursing home, now you have these agencies documenting things, you know, about you, physical conditions and all that, and sending over, what, a nurse to check you and all that?
And social worker.
Social worker.
Yeah.
All of that can be used against you.
Yeah.
See? It should be the other way around. You know? They should be providing proof to keep you out of a nursing home to protect you.
Yeah.
In your own and keep you in your own home. But it doesn't work that way because you have to meet the criteria that would make you eligible for a nursing home before you can get help from these programs. Who the hell wants to meet that criteria? Not me. I'm not going to meet that criteria, and I never will.
Neither will I anymore.
There's the answer.
That's right.
So if you don't meet the criteria, they're not going to help you.
Nope.
Does that make sense?
Nope.
Given all the horrors of the nursing home, I heard a story today of a blind woman who went to visit a friend, and she walked into the person's room, and her roommate, who probably, you know, didn't mean it, couldn't help it, threw a bowl of soup at her.
No, oh, jeez.
And thank God the soup wasn't hot.
Yeah, thank God as well.
And the stupid nursing home commented, oh, there's nothing we can do about that.
No.
People are not
That's
protected
stupid.
In these places.
They are not, no. How about when I fell off the Hoyer lift, I was about, I'd say, 6 feet in the air, and I fell all the way down to about 1 foot, which jerked my whole spine back and forth, basically. And then one poor woman
yeah.
was standing there blocking me from, very skinny aide was blocking me from hitting the cement wall on one side, and the other aide was, I had to let her free. I could not be conscious. I wasn't injured badly, so I let her free because she was pinned against the wall. If I didn't let her free, she would have had multiple compound fracture of her arm, because when I did let her free, her arm had already turned completely black and blue.
There's mishaps every day
yeah.
in these
yeah.
places. You know,
yeah.
I've said it, and I say it again, another inner sight idea, they should have press people covering these nursing homes.
Yeah.
And give you all the mishaps.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a news thing on it.
Yeah.
If I had the money, I would set that up.
I know you would.
Damn right I would.
Yeah.
I would have nightly nursing home news.
There you go.
And boy,
well,
you'd
if you
see
get rid
how
of them,
fast.
It won't be a problem.
you would see how fast. How those nursing homes would get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need.
Yeah,
I agree.
You need
to expose these things and let people know this is where your tax money is going.
$196
billion. Why isn't this person in their own home where they belong?
Thank you. That's the truth right there.
I mean, It's a regular damn-ass horror show, and this business with the criteria,
mm-hmm.
you know, is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of in my life, that you got to meet mm-hmm. the criteria to be eligible for a nursing home to get help.
Yeah, that's what they told me. That's what they told me.
I mean, what the hell kind of crap is that? In other words, they want you in the damn nursing home.
That's right. So you don't meet
They want you in there. And they're using that to pull in millions and millions of dollars on these programs.
Right. Now you got it. That's what they told me. So you don't meet
what
the criteria
a racket,
for being in.
Because
what happens
that is a
in that
damn
case.
Ass racket.
Wait, there's more to
and
it.
And I'll tell you something right here now. Someday, I'm going to get mm-hmm. Seven on your side to investigate
oh,
that
no.
very fact and expose it.
You should.
You better believe it, man. I know
you
it's going to happen.
I know it's going to happen, too. And I know also in the future these things aren't going to, they're going to beg to want to be part of the system that we create. I have that feeling, too. A good system, solid system that we create. I know it. I feel it in my bones.
I mean, if the independent living centers with these programs get people
mm-hmm.
out, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's fine. That's good. You got somebody
who
else. But what the
them?
Hell good is it if the place
what
is up? Still there?
That's right. And where are you going
to How many
put
go
them?
In comparison
right.
to how many get out? You don't know that
that's
either.
Right. You don't know that either.
What's the numbers on that?
You don't know. There's nothing.
I guarantee you, there's more going in than you get out.
Of course. Of course. But
because
the key
of
is,
the criteria.
It is. The criteria needs to be changed completely.
Of course.
And eliminated. That's all. That's
of course.
What it
the criteria
as.
Should
eliminated.
Be the other way around.
Yeah.
You know?
It is.
The criteria is to keep you in your own home.
That's right. Yep.
That should be the criteria. Not that you qualify to go to a nursing
mind.
Home. And it's a contradiction.
It is, yes.
And it's typical of the way we're treated.
What is mind-boggling more than anything is, how could you use that as a standard? That's what is mind-boggling to me. You use that as
it's
a standard. Now you're saying,
and they only apply it to those of us who are disabled.
That's true.
I don't know of anyone else who's not disabled that has to live under that kind of a stupidity.
It's the truth. It is.
I mean, think about
but
it.
But here's the thing that you got to look at. They have to prove that what you're doing is cheaper than living in the nursing home. That's what they got to prove. If they can't prove they got to prove that your butt in a nursing home is more money than your butt outside of a nursing home. So if they prove that nicely, that you are cheaper living outside of a nursing home, then you get what you need. That's all. Simple as that.
Well, we all know
the
that it's cheaper
thing.
Living outside of a nursing
of
home.
Of course. Who would want to pay $196 billion of U.S. dollars for people in nursing homes in a tax year? Come
yeah, but
on,
then why, if they know that it's cheaper, why do they still have the nursing homes?
It's control, too. There's another
there's something
aspect.
There.
Yeah, now you got
right.
it. That's right.
You see?
Now you got
there's
it.
There's something more to it.
Sinister.
You know?
That's
the
word
the
I
attitude.
Use.
The
yep.
attitude.
They
people.
Don't want to see what we look like. I told you that from the beginning. They don't want
it's
to be what we are. They don't
it's
want us around.
That.
Genocide.
It's more than that. It's you know what it is? It's
what
the hell do you know? You're disabled.
It's more than that.
That's
I think
what
they don't
it
want
is.
Us alive.
It's a mentality.
Okay.
It's a like I said last night, it's a disease.
Yes, it is.
It
it's
really
a disease.
Is a disease.
It's a disease not wanting us around.
These nursing homes.
That's what it is. Yes.
They're a disease.
Yes,
and they even
are.
Inflict wounds on people.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
I just heard a story today of someone who died from a massive bed sore in a nursing home.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That could be totally prevented. Totally
another
prevented.
Disaster.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, these stories are coming to us. Why?
Yes,
because
are.
We're doing these shows.
That's right. People are happy we're doing these
let
shows.
Let people
and I'm
wake
happy
up.
To do them.
Let them hear the truth. Let them
yes,
see.
Let them, hear
let
the
them
truth.
See
let
the
them
picture of
us.
That person who died from a bed sore. Put it all over the damn internet.
That's right. I already showed neglectfully
get
slow.
Get rid of these horror places.
Yes, they're evil. Very reluctantly, I put up my mom's picture of her dying. Very much so.
They
but
all
I
should
it.
Be up there.
Yes, they all
All the
be.
Abuses should be up
yes.
there for the world to see.
Yes.
We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Thank you for listening. I want to thank all our listeners, callers, and we appreciate Inner Sight more and more and more. Give us more Inner Sight. We all
okay.
need more Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night.